Warhammer 40K, Redemption, a Savage Worlds campaign from the mind that brought you Wizards College. Orcs, demons, chaos, it's all in a day's work in Warhammer 40K. Can our heroes uncover ancient prophecies, defeat powerful villains, and stay alive while doing it?
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
We have always heard of
balls deep in his woman.
And that's how we start the recording. Balls deep in our women.
All right. Y'all need to leave.
Okay, well,
and good night, everyone. As soon as the food gets here, take it and go.
All right. Unfortunately, we're down Ethan this week because he has girlfriend duty.
He promised to go to something with her, and it's a set date, so it's not really girlfriend duty. He promised he'd go do something with her.
Dude. He's keeping his promise.
Yeah.
He just happens to be to his girlfriend. Who didn't know any better did not schedule something today.
No, that's a lie. She's here all the time. I don't think
you'd
be anything to be helped.
All right. So, where we begin our wonderful episode of Warhammer 40K, although Ethan still hasn't posted either of the other two, three sessions of this. You got guilt-tripped into not going to a party?
Yeah.
That's not true. You were going to go afterwards, but you didn't feel well.
No, you were bad. That's okay.
Guys!
That's okay. I had fun gaming.
All right.
So, shooting stuff.
Yes.
So, back to the 41st Grimdark Millennium.
Grimdark.
You guys had successfully rescued not only the massive amounts of individuals who have been captured and only lost a few because
they're your problem now.
Now they're someone else's problem.
Well, but you guys, now they're armed and kitted out and fed.
You guys have also reclaimed a disgraced Lyman Russ and uncovered something incredibly sinister in the pit, a.k.a. a sorcerer who sat there, took a las cannon shot, and went, owie. And then proceeded to turn the orcs into bloodletters of corn. No, not bloodletters of corn, sorry. Twisted horrors. Anyway.
You want some?
Sure.
Horrors.
I thought they were screaming horrors or pink horrors.
They're pink or blue or something. They were nasty. You all were freaking out. Some of you actually got up out of the tank and ran like there was no tomorrow.
And yet, the person who's yellow actually managed to make his roll.
Because it's because you had so much adrenaline in you. You just started firing the nearest thing, which happened to be the last cannon, and made you feel a lot better about yourself.
Well, considering I took off the top of a mountain 4 miles away,
it had it coming.
And Jessica will be playing Private Harrison.
If he is, I don't know, whatever.
Or not, depending on how she feels. All right. So, you guys had reported back to the shrine and found that apparently a group of 100 orcs had attacked them, and they managed to repel them with expertise, and they're all patting themselves on the back because, we're Imperial Guard, we're succeeding! Something's so wrong here.
It was only 100 orcs, guys. I mean, come on. You know, that was just a bored group of orcs.
All right. Actually, they probably came from where we just drove them off.
That's true.
They ran from us right into them?
Yeah.
Oh, look, targets!
Probably forgot they were running away by the time they got there and decided to just charge.
Well, they are orcs, and they are not smart.
And so, you guys are now sitting at camp, having actually been able to wait there for a couple days, taking some downtime, de-stressing.
Oiling mainly my arm.
Mainly drinking. Oiling your arm.
I need to find some more fucking smokes.
You're making
I am not just
going
to sit... What?
You're drying out grass.
Yeah, seriously. Like
any vegetation you can find.
So, just for irony's sake, you will be sitting there near the Vox come the second day.
Okay, well, I am going to make... is it stealth to steal stuff?
Yes, it is stealth.
Okay, I'm going to steal some of Common's cigarettes.
All right.
Some of Rich Boy's cigarettes.
Common has a...
He says he has a smoking habit right next to me.
Yes.
And so...
His notice is a what? A D4?
Yeah, it looks like.
All right, so... For the wonderful irony, go ahead and roll your stealth and then roll your notice.
Well, yeah, Common's notice. Roll up against it.
All right, Becca, roll a d4.
Wow, that sucks.
3. 6.
Managed to snag one of his half packs of smokes because he too is down to about a half pack.
All right. So you took them all.
Fuck him.
He's gonna be dead.
He's
by
rich.
The end of this session.
Yeah.
So
he
you
can buy more.
Actually, Becca, you are sitting by the Vox. It's your turn to sit on the Vox because honestly, they don't like having a creepy, crazy psycher wandering around camp. It freaks the hell out.
How did
people.
I get this reputation?
Because you're a witch.
I haven't blown anybody up yet.
Yes,
we know of.
Anywho, people are, as I said when you started the game, are just inherently freaked about
out.
It. You're sitting near the Vox.
I just think it's unfair. Oh, sorry.
And
it's your job.
As you're sitting there on the Vox, you kind of hear... Is...
I hear static.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
Shrine of... Hold on.
I
can't believe I keep forgetting this damn name.
Although that's not...
No. Loading. Loading. Unfortunately... Shrine of Theodosis, come in.
Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Then
we met her, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Or at least a psychic projection
there. It's been a while.
That's why I had to look it up.
2 weeks.
Then I will respond.
Well, it's been 4 or 6 weeks.
What is your status?
I'm trying things.
Check. I mean, Roger.
Something last
whatever.
No.
What is your status?
Here. Oh. Over there.
That's resting.
On our laurels.
Casualties?
Waiting for orders.
Casualties?
No thanks, we're good.
If I know that information, I will give it.
Yes, alright. This is HQ in Hive 2. We are sending out a chimera with supplies and reinforcements for you.
Excellent.
They should arrive within the next week.
Okay.
Next week.
So we hold this position for a week?
I thought they gave up on us entirely. Now they're sending us supplies?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Apparently someone somewhere noticed.
That we're not sucking anymore?
Nathan has really bad carbonation issues.
Pardon me, guys.
Yeah.
No, I'm just carbonating a bottle. We got a soda
over
machine, so...
Thank you. Roger. Over.
Bill Code.
Over now.
Well, I assume like there's someone in charge that I need to give that information to.
Quartermaster Sergeant or the Lieutenant.
Somebody with stripes!
Probably the Quartermaster. Oh, fantastic!
1 week.
That's earnestly surprising. Things must be going better than they thought.
So, everybody's
that's what happens when
hopes.
You drop a bunch of PCs into an area. Shit gets done!
Even if they are Imperial Guards.
And of course, no less than the quartermaster kind of walks up and it tells this to Lieutenant Odyssey, and Odyssey says to the camp, "In 1 week, we will have more reinforcements and supplies." As you hear,
"Woo!"
All they care about are the supplies.
Yeah,
yay!
It's like, can they just send just the supplies? Like, leave the reinforcements, some more supplies for us.
Fuck the reinforcements. They're just gonna die anyways. Just give us the goods.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and ammo, huh?
Cigarettes, ammo,
and
food.
And porn.
Oh, and porn.
Food. Hey, there's women here.
Ladies of the Imperium. Get your Sisters of Battle calendar now.
80% bionic,
like,
and the other 20% is genetically altered enough that it's no longer human. Oh.
Yeah.
That takes a serious fetish. If
remember,
you ask
the IG make men no matter what they start with.
So, as
not the Imperial Guard, the Space Marines.
Space Marines, yeah.
Make men, no matter what they start with.
So, after about, 20-30 minutes of celebration, people kind of picking up spirits because everyone thought they had been left and screwed.
That's what we're used to.
Yeah.
Once again, the box crackles open.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Dermes, and we are a collection of civilians located at
food here.
Food!
Craft! All right, first play. Oh, he's got a broken neck.
You guys will get to hear about the last couple seconds of us eating.
No.
All right,
no.
So where I had finished with you was 22 kilometers southwest of Black Pine Pass.
Can you repeat yourself, please?
I'm Dermes.
Sir. Dermes?
Sir.
The official of a bunch of refugees. We're requesting any assistance that we can get. Please, we have women and children and wounded.
What happened?
You had some women. We'll be right there. Wait, no, never mind.
We have women here.
Why are you wounded? What happened?
Orcs.
Hey, they are far away from you. Maybe they have some other problems.
We were one of the villages located near Dead Man's Folly.
Oh.
Yeah, about
there's,
that.
They're lucky there's anybody left.
You are requesting assistance?
Any sort of evacuation, please.
Okay. Stay right there. I'll get back to you.
Hide. I know where we're going.
I'll go report to whoever gives orders.
Lieutenant Odyssey. Lieutenant. As he goes.
We had a couple days of rest.
I know this is a big place, but do we have enough room to keep store
people? Did he say how many civilians?
22?
No, that's 22 kilometers.
Oh, I heard a number. Then probably not. There were women.
Why don't you go talk to him, sir?
Yeah, he's still there. I said I'd get back to him.
All right.
Women, children, and wounded.
Yes.
He kind of sits down. Dermes, this is Lieutenant Aussie. Do you come in? How do you... hate civilians.
So do we, sir. Those damn civilians make us sick.
Great.
There's some juicy colonist daughters we have to save from their virginity. Dumbass colonists.
Alright.
Oh, you'll love this one. Are you doing this, like, U.S. troops pull out of young Korean girl? Thank you, the onion.
All
right.
Thank you, the onion.
All right. Yeah, he kind of walks up to the whole of the group. All right. Women and children need evac. Any volunteers?
I'm a woman.
Paula goes, my squad is ready, sir.
Who?
Paula. Because you'll look at one of his hindrances.
Loyal.
Heroic.
That motherfucker. You son of a bitch! You're gonna get us all killed!
I love that hindrance.
Suit up! Stop bitching!
That's do we have to do it in that order, sir?
Can we do it in that order, sir?
Get moving.
Look into my eye. Jesus Christ, the floor is cold. What's the matter, Hudson? Want me to get you your slippers? Gee, would you, sir? I'd like that. Look into my eye. Yes, I watched Aliens recently.
All right.
You make an Aliens quote pretty much every week, though. Do you watch Aliens every week?
No, it was my favorite movie when I was growing up. I used to watch it, like, all the time.
Dude, I still love Aliens.
It's an awesome movie. And the Blu-ray release is fucking sweet. Anyways, okay, well, I'll stop bitching and I'll get suited up.
I'll get suited up, but I
won't stop bitching.
Thomas is right there with you, whining.
It's all gone. Do you want more root beer?
Alright. Apparently our space marine is staying behind with his new best buddy, Razorus. pointing to the pair of scouts who are over there staying next to the dreadnought sitting there joking around.
As long as he doesn't try to have sex with me in my sleep anymore.
I can see a bromance flourishing. All right, let's get going.
Robot. Him and his robot.
I was made to serve the ship.
So,
Becca's the only one that knows that one.
Well,
first time that I caught your eye, I felt this strange attraction.
Once again, there's a clever montage of you guys walking across the scenery. And for some reason, Conan music playing.
Weird. You guys hear that?
Oh, wrong song. No, it should be. Wait, we gotta be running with swords on our back.
I got my rifle. I'm not gonna take any more.
What we need is a montage. We're not taking the tank?
No. Why would you be given access to the tank?
Because we re-established it.
Private Jacobs, stop nancing.
Nancing? I'm trudging like the rest of us, sir.
We're charging?
Trudging.
Oh. I wouldn't be backtracking.
I was just kind of hoping we could take the takeout again.
As you guys are, of course, walking along, you guys will pass near the... You guys will get within about a kilometer or two of Dead Man's Folly. And from a
kilometer... We all get cancer.
A kilometer or two away, you guys can...
The smell is intense.
You can smell the body from a kilometer or two away.
Wow.
Dead Man's Folly was a bad, bad screw-up.
We were almost there.
Hey, we held our flank.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it was a small flank, but we held it.
Yeah, I watched Commons holding his flank the whole time.
Hey, shut up. Right.
It's better than me. I was firing like this.
That's why I stood behind you.
Wise decision. As was everybody else going. We'll just be
and as you guys are kind of passing by, you can see that one of the mini ruined guard towers is present. There are giant chunks of concrete missing. The guns on it haven't been taken.
We should fix that.
Paul goes, want to try salvaging or are we moving on?
What kind of gun is it that we're seeing up there?
There are no guns.
We're going to salvage something from the tower?
Should you see if there's something worth salvaging from the tower? Because last tower that you guys went to that was overrun by orcs didn't take any of the important stuff. They took the toaster.
I don't think it would be a bad idea. What do you guys think?
As long as we can carry whatever we find.
It's your call, Sergeant.
Space
sir.
Marine.
All right. You three. Get in there. Yeah, you. Commons. Join him. Damn it, sir.
This is my... My karma die, or luck die, and this is my my skill die.
As you guys walk into the tower...
Shoot, I need another D6.
You guys, go ahead and give me perception checks.
You mean notice?
Notice.
I'm sorry, I played
spot.
Three...
Or four.
Spot! Whatever the hell that skill is!
Four. Would it be spot or search in the...
Seven.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Eight.
And roll for Skippy.
He sends in all the bitching people.
Damn right he does.
10.
Son of a bitch.
And you got what, Becca?
Five.
All right, so you three are sitting there kind of, you walk over, look at the control panel, you know, kind of sitting there going, wow, all the systems are still functioning, you know. It still registers that the turrets are still movable and whatnot.
I thought the turrets were gone.
You're right.
Okay.
But... It can swivel all at once.
So there's no guns left. Those have been ripped off, but the turret still moves. Hey! Is the power source for the gun still there?
No, not really.
Okay.
And but for the most part, it still seems structurally intact. But you hear Collins goes, well, that's cool.
That worries me.
We all turn and look probably at that point.
You guys see a single floating, mostly cybernetic, skull, kind of just kind of floating there with a single laser eye.
Is that a tech priest?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not anymore. Usually they need a little more priest. So
Sir?
What?
Floating disembodied head.
Are you asking me if you should shoot it? Because my answer would be yes.
The skull appears to be human, sir. It might be something from our side.
He walks in, kind of takes a good look at it. Go ahead and give him a smarts check.
Okay.
D6.
One.
What the hell is that?
Shoot it.
Let's take it.
Was that also part of the one on the smart screen?
Comments. Grab it. Do I have to kick your ass again? No, sir.
Poor Commons.
Did you just cry?
You having problems carrying a floating skull, boy?
Can I see that real quick?
Where did my cigarettes go?
Are you ready?
An 11. I feel around it with my strength and...
This easily weighs about, or at least is putting about 50 kilograms of resistance.
Can someone turn off the anti-grav system?
What do I shoot?
Son, what do we look like? Eldar, we don't have anti-grav system. Psyker, go check and see if there's a button to push.
Does it unplug?
I turn to him and go, here, sir!
You carry it, boy. Good job, White Shield.
That's a 6. 12. 15.
Where's the button?
You're sitting there kind of, you think it might be this button, and suddenly kind of, this giant list of diagnostics and communications. As you're kind of looking at this, this is actually a probe. Specifically used by space marines. Although it seems to be kind of working as of currently a communication with some sort of individual, maybe space marines, located somewhere on the north side of the planet.
So we could communicate
And right now it's kind of giving a little distress signal.
Because I'm pulling on it.
Mm-hmm. Come with us, whatever you are!
It's like, never! Never!
Activate the defense, you might not wait.
There's no really...
eye lights up. Oh, that doesn't look good.
Take it. I mean, it's...
I have no ear now.
What'd you do?
We're making jokes about... She said activating defense mechanisms, and the little laser eye lights up and goes... Oh. Zap your ear off.
What'd you find?
It would be.
I think it's.
I don't care what it is.
Communicating between here and somewhere far, far away.
Far, far away. How do we stop it?
Far.
Is that far. The list of?
Not far. Really. It, basically, what the computer is acting is right now. It's kind of intercepting all of these transmissions. That's all it's really doing. Huh. It doesn't. It,
can
it,
we look at the transmissions then?
Attempting to locate two scouts. One, Scout Razorus. Another, Scout...
Thunderfuts.
What?
Thunderfuts?
Thunderfuts.
Oh.
Fresh Scout.
I think the Space Marines are looking for their people.
Belton.
Their peeps.
Oh, was that really blonde?
Right. She was on her way out.
What did I say?
Is there a way to...
Space Marines, looking for their people.
Is there a way to tell them that they're okay? Ish.
Well...
They're in better shape than we are.
Once the Marine gets done...
Hell now.
Gets done making his little love with his partner, I'm pretty sure we can tell him about this.
Okay, so make a note.
Make a note. Anything else we're salvaging here?
You heard the man making it.
As you hear comments go, A whole curtain! Hot damn!
I get out of the way for that.
Like a reflex check?
Agility check supposed.
Alright.
And this
what's,
will represent...
What's his agility? I'll roll for
D6.
D6.
This is representative of how many cartons you guys get each of the 12.
7.
10. So, he didn't quite get...
I'm gonna burn a Benny.
Go ahead.
I want those fucking cigarettes.
Yeah. You're addicted.
Yeah.
Couldn't he burn a Benny to make him have to reroll? And
no. Oh. That's not how it works in Savage Worlds.
Well, that didn't work.
All right. All right, so basically what happens is you get 5 cartons, he gets 7. Or 5 of the packs.
Mm.
There's 12 packs in a box.
Mm.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, take it and think about how you're going to steal the rest of them.
Hot damn!
Well, I watch where he puts his.
Pulls one out. Smoke.
Do I have quick draw? No, you don't have quick draw yet.
Alright, keep moving it. You guys basically kind of duck out and keep rolling on out. Anyway.
I hate him so much.
Alright. Let's see if I can whip these out.
Mm. You just have to break them apart and be fine.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to pause it so you can find which ones are useful?
Apparently, the listeners actually like listening to our side conversation, so I'll go ahead and leave it on.
Okay.
Is that a burn, a destroyed tree?
Yeah.
Yes. There's actually fireballs on here, too.
Oh, that's just what we need. And this is what happens on top of you guys.
No.
Fuck.
I might need that one.
What the hell? Do they have crack grenades or frag grenades?
Yes. These civilians have crack grenades. Don't mess with them.
What the hell? Are we invading Texas?
Where do you want it? Just
do you want it here? No, if you want to take it home with you, we'll put it in the fridge for now. Andre, where's yours?
Right
here. Hand it here.
What about the rice? Are you gonna make more rice?
Yeah, go ahead and put that away. Hold on, that's sure you need to refrigerate rice.
Rice doesn't necessarily need to be refrigerated.
I'm not gonna eat anymore.
Well, the rest of the food, you know, for food poisoning safety.
All right. That's about all I do.
I laugh at food poisoning.
Food poisoning all you like, but I'm not respectful to it, so I won't laugh at it. I'll be, you know, respectful to it. So that way
do
I
do you
want
to just put this next to the sink?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Careful. Here we go.
Here, hand him here.
Alright, let's see if I can't clear it off enough space. Big thing like the what I need to do is draw the
where is this?
That's the donut.
Oh.
Barn what? First.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to put them in the fridge. I'm like, why would you put these away yet? Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry, Andre.
It's alright. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nope.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What'd you find? Mishka?
A kitty.
1,
2. She found a docile kitty.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You could put a dot there. Except
wow.
1 over 1.
She really
you made
a put
friend,
a
she followed you.
Alright.
Well, that's what he was doing. There's some water right here. Where you can clean it.
Honey, can you grab a paper towel, please?
Paper towel?
Are you using any more of this?
I've got an open one here. So,
no. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
This cleaner.
Thank you. That's clean.
Looks clean.
There's for the water. And.
Alright.
Do you want?
Sure, I'll keep one.
Who else didn't get one?
I got one.
Oh, okay, this is yours. I almost put it in there.
I'm gonna have to move all my stuff. One second.
Yeah, sorry, it's a big ass compound. Well, big ass building that they managed to hide in.
Mm. Oh, but we will never think to look there.
Well, the orcs wouldn't. The orcs like, the lights is all out. There's
nobody's
no there.
We could go there. Oh, we could go towards that shiny thing. Ooh, a lot of shiny.
Sorry, I'm late. I got distracted by something shiny. Shiny's good.
Alright, and there's kind of a cliff ravine thing back there.
As Andre remembers from The Tick.
Shiny's good.
She's happy I put her house back up.
And then there's a tree.
Yeah.
over here.
Happy, aren't you?
And there's a big box of rice over there.
Tree right here. And then...
What was it? It hit my foot.
My suspicion is it's a die.
Okay, I just kicked it your way. I'll give that back to you.
Really?
So you can just have room for all this stuff.
Really? She complains constantly when you pick her up. Hmm.
Alright. So, as you guys arrive at the scene.
Oh, whose is this?
Oh, it's a highly. That's mine.
Oh.
That's a highly defensible location.
Yep. Alright, let's have everyone's menus. That's just representation.
Dun, 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 dun. That is not mine. That's not enough rice.
Of course, Apollo's standing right in front. All right.
Misha stole your spot.
As you guys are... put a pawn back there somewhere. Mine.
I know this one's mine because it's got my sauce in it.
All right, pawn. Okay. All right. As you guys walk up, the first sign that you get that something ominous has happened is the entire front of the compound seems kind of charred. You can see that back over there, there's still some trees functioning. They're still in full life. Yes, trees that are functioning.
Functioning as trees.
Right up here in front, you can see where swaths of trees have been kind of burned and have fallen over at this point.
So that's not a good idea, Misha. She's like, what the hell is in your hand? And she comes to headbutt.
Like, I want it.
No, she came to headbutt my hand, and she hit the donut. She's like...
Then she realized there was something in the hand.
Right.
All
right. Everyone get to cover except for you and you. Go inside.
What?
All right, sir.
Lay down behind one of the trees. Stick my rifle up on it.
Yeah. Make sure you have a clear shot that doesn't go through my head, please.
Well, watch where you put your head.
Easier said than done. I don't have the laser, the ability to see the laser sight on the back of my head.
You should work on that. The next time a piece gets blown off, you should...
Me a third eye?
Yeah, put in something with a radar.
That'd be good.
Well, it would creep people out.
I'm already good at doing that to people.
So, what are you two doing?
Well, he told us to go inside, huh?
Walking very slowly.
There are two... Basically, this is kind of like a concrete walls, actually, around it, with almost like a kind of tin sheet.
Roof?
Tin sheet roof.
Slat roof. Okay. Well, I'm going to move up.
And those are two semi-thick, basically, imagine something to the equivalent of metal barn doors.
11 hex. It's 11 squares away, which is what, 33 yards. Do we have any other cover other than this cover between here and there? No defilades or anything.
Nope.
Right. Well, see if I can cover that 11, that 33 yards, real quick. Move up. Try to make it to the wall as fast as you can. I trip over an imaginary dead turtle.
And back it goes. No!
It's Roy!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Come on, Slowpoke.
I tripped. I'm sorry.
You're just trying to make me get killed first.
Watch your feet.
Have you seen how big my feet are?
No, I don't generally look at them.
Are you hitting on me?
Good God, no.
Alright.
I'm a little bit paranoid after the Space Marine.
All I told you to do was not shoot me in the back of the head, please.
Okay, aim a little lower. Apparently we're not moving fast enough.
Well, basically that's what I figured you guys were doing.
I think he's just saying that we don't get shot yet.
Okay. You don't get shot as you're walking up to there.
I'm going to quickly dart across the door, take up secondary position here, move up.
Can we hear anything from inside?
What about our fucking box guy? Can we have him communicate to the...
remember they broke it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just making sure.
But he does go.
Didn't manage to fix it anymore.
Come in, Dermes. Come in, Dermes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
make a listen check at the door or a notice check.
Both of you guys give me per notice.
Per notice.
One notice per character.
Five.
Both of you guys hear someone talking. It's fairly indistinct, but you can kind of hear him.
It's not the box guy, is it?
Not really.
Low and guttural, or?
No, definitely not orcish. You hear human.
Okay.
Definitely imperial.
Well, that's a good sign.
And he himself also seems to be fairly quiet. Probably near the door, actually.
Well, I say we knock.
We're chucking a grenade.
Shut up back there. I knock on the door.
The muttering goes quickly goes quiet.
Hello?
This is Private Arlen Jenkins of the 383rd Battalion of Imperial Guard on the planet. We are responding to a distress call.
We're looking for... What's his name?
Dermes.
As Dermes. Reported by Dermes. Via Voxcast. 37 hours ago.
You can kind of hear the shunk as someone is removing a bar from the door.
It's like either removing or adding.
It sounds like removing.
They're
like
adding. We can't be sure. Off.
And the door, of course, then kind of hangs a bit more free.
Go ahead. Wait.
We're gonna wait. Let's just go in.
Well, they should open the door and introduce themselves before we go in, right? Okay. I don't know how this works. All I've ever watched is the holovids. In the holovids, you know, they wait and the doors open up, the people come out and greet, then they get attacked by oh.
Alright, nobody comes out, we'll go in.
You remembered your breach training, right?
Yeah, don't be the first man in. The friend that takes point usually is the first one to get shot.
I was thinking he'd kick it open and toss him the flashbang grenade. And then...
You think they thought enough of us to give us flashbang grenades? Yeah.
After, you know, a second or two, you can hear muttering and then someone muttering back.
All right, I'll go in. Hello?
All right, Becca, what you are greeted by. Standing, actually, right about here.
Watch where you're waving that thing, sir.
As someone's eye out with that thing.
As you kind of poke your head in and turn to look, I'm not going to describe the scene until after this is done. What you see is definitely what used to be a man. Except he's now got a pair of... He's got his head right here, and then a second head is growing out of his chest. He seems to be kind of arguing between himself. And you see that both of his hands have been removed, and he is strapped with 6 frag grenades.
That's heavy packing.
Bink!
Might I suggest...
Boom!
Oh man, this is bad.
It's not for us, you know.
Go ahead, give me an agility check.
Should I, being outside?
You also give me an agility check, but you get yours at +2.
It's like I hear pink, and I go, I know that sound. And I duck for cover. Let's watch how horribly. Oh wait, yeah, these two dice.
Should be diving for cover, not ducking for cover.
5? Okay.
6.
Alright.
Mother of God! +2. 8.
Okay, so you completely dodge out of the way. Becca will only be taking half of this.
It's like, I go, I hear, ting! And I go,
ha!
Uh-oh. Holy crap!
I'm burning GM Benny because I don't want to kill Becca.
Yeah, it's almost all 6s.
There we go.
For those following along.
Yeah,
wherever.
The reason why he burned a BM Jenny, a GM Benny was that out of what is that,
six
dice, 5 of them were 6s and the other one was a 5.
Alright, so 6, 11 points of damage.
What's your armor?
As basically, you kind of duck back outside and only get a few of the shrapnel bits.
Half your bigger, which is 6, +3, so 9. So she takes a, she has a toughness with the armor of 9.
Okay, so you're shaken.
Grenades didn't take off any layers of armor?
No, they're just frag grenades.
Shaken.
Yep, you're shaken. So you have -1 penalty.
Boom! And since now both of you are basically down on the ground, you hear Apollo shout, "Open fire!"
sir!
On what?
Against what, sir?
Basically, to fire in the doorway, to give them suppressing fire.
Yeah, remember that laser rifle I left with you?
Yeah.
he's like, those balls are expensive.
After firing off about five or six
flashlight gun.
After firing off about five or six rounds, which gives each of these guys
time to
crawl the hell out of the way, and he to run the hell up, because that's the kind of person Paulo is.
Mm. Hold your fire! I'm right here, goddammit!
You didn't say who we were supposed to suppress, sir. Your own fucking drones.
Got a problem?
Alright.
No, sir.
What the hell was that?
A man with two heads.
A what?
It was a man with two heads.
A mutant?
And a bunch of frag grenades.
Yes. They were talking to each other, apparently.
Alright.
Was he tainted by the warp?
Alright, we go in on three. One, three, two, one.
But you said three.
Three.
Unless he says three, I go charging in. He said to go in on three, then he starts going three, and I'm like,
Alright, so you'll be the first one onto this.
He's like, we go on three. Three.
Oh, wait.
As you run in, Nathan, you of course get this wonderfully grisly scene. This is a warehouse packed full of dead people.
And
I do say packed. Some of them are packed in storage crates. Some of them are packed into the walls. Some of them are hung from canvases. Some of them are hung on hooks.
Yeah. Zero for my guts check.
The conscript runs inside, screams like a girl, and will probably run back out.
Vomiting as he goes.
Probably. Copious amounts. I did have a nice breakfast.
Go ahead and roll d20.
If you're going to keep doing that, we're going to stop feeding you the rations if you're just going to waste them.
Here, I'll roll a d20.
This is the first time I've ever thrown up.
Oh, I thought you puked all the time.
No.
Oh, that's right. I pissed myself
a couple times.
I was saying that to somebody
Nathan,
else.
You're shaking. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. Move that up by two because you're yellow. Immediately moves his full play pace plus running die away and is shaken.
Eight. Move out of the way! Eight.
Ah! Flings onto the...
Yeah, I just shoulder my way right by her. And shaken. We don't have a shaken marker on here.
Alright, give me a guts check for Apollo. As he goes...
He knows I'm a pussy. So he's probably like, oh, he probably saw a mouse.
Three?
Oh.
He's like, oh, he probably saw a mouse. Oh.
Swallows
well,
it.
I gotta see what everybody else is looking at.
Adrenaline surge. Oh!
Give me a guts right? check.
Yeah. Yep. D4. D4, honey.
D4?
Oh.
I got a 5.
Alright, you're fine.
You're like,
What the hell is the matter with you guys? Like, we haven't seen enough death.
And then you're kind of like,
Okay, what the hell is wrong with him then?
I'm fucking yellow.
No, is there Sergeant Apollo basically just starts cussing.
Your pants are yellow. Again.
No, there's a yellow streak behind me. You can't see because of the body armor. You can't see that my pants are yellow right now. And you know, when I have to clean.
Basically, you can see, like, at the... You can actually see where the Vox is, and you can still see what you can guess is Dermy's arm still holding a little Comcast.
Oh, he's going to want that back. Hold on. Wait, no.
Where's the rest of him?
Is the rest of him nearby?
How would we know? We don't know what he looks like.
Look for someone missing an arm that matches the clothing style on the arm that's hanging onto the box. What am I saying?
Yeah, well, aren't we?
I'm the one that's puking all over the tree right in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to move to a different piece of cover.
Come on, let it all out. Come on.
You're like, no.
I'm making breakfast. I don't want to.
Go on. I'll give you the anti-nausea once you can actually hold it.
Suppository form. It's like, all right, you got one more, one more try here. This is going in as a suppository.
I can hold it down.
Oh, God, stop making those noises. She's still eating.
All right.
My apologies.
Apollo goes, and then he kind of has this realization of, I pray to the Emperor this wasn't some sort of ambush. At that point, you guys can hear off in the distance a guttural kind of orc vehicles. Everyone into the charnel house! Charnel house! What the hell ever!
Apidariac, sir.
Can I? Don't use big words on me, Private!
Can I attempt to,
You get to roll and check. Yep. As everyone gets in. Since you have now already seen everyone else's reactions, you get to steal yourself and add plus one to your roll.
Oh, that's good. I'll probably need that.
Because basically, you, since three people have already gone through, it's the, alright.
Six.
You do the, okay, someone took an artistic level to this.
Yeah, well, they can call it artistic if they want. I just wish they wouldn't go to impressionist.
Alright, go
ahead.
They're
a little slapdash with their color display.
Yeah. Go ahead and everyone have their NPCs roll as they enter.
Were you going to play the
no.
NPC here? So I guess so.
Why
the hell does Rich Boy have this much guts? Five.
But, oh, well, this was someone's bad party.
Harrison gets a five. Booth got a three, though.
Booth got a three. The medic goes, oh my good lord.
Hobbs gets a three.
Does that include the plus one for stealing yourself?
Oh, four.
No, then it would be a four. For
so everyone's just kind of walking in going, oh, god. Oh.
So there's hooks, canvases. Is this a is two stories or one?
It's a two-story place.
Guess where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Is there a, like,
it's
functioning
just a,
second
just,
story?
It's just a catwalk.
Catwalk? Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with the catwalk.
On the catwalk. Barricade the front door.
Thunk. Barricade the side door.
Thunk. With what?
Body.
Yeah. What do we have plenty of?
You bastard.
It's a war track!
That's the problem with people. You don't know how to properly ration your corpses.
I'll barricade the door, the side door, however I can.
Alright.
Use the ones that are already in boxes.
How many boys are here?
Just pretend you're moving boxes.
Swear to God, I'll fucking kill you.
You wouldn't be the first one to do that.
Wait, what?
Oh, boy, that's a lot of orbs.
You notice I'm still alive.
You said I wouldn't be the first one to do that. Not
swear.
The first one to try.
Yeah. And, of course, the mole.
He's trying to confuse you.
Well, he's
no,
succeeded.
I'm not.
I got the smarts of a D4. I'm not exactly the brightest bulb in the bunch.
Oh, that's right. I still need to glue you on.
Oh, I broke it.
Yeah, damn it, Nathan. Jeez. These models are made to be resistant.
To what?
Nathan.
To hammers?
Nothing is Nathan resistant.
No, man, I can break anything.
Anything you can break.
I can break better. Anything I can break. I can break anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Smash!
It's like, there you can't. Crack, crack! Oh, that was your best shot? Watch this.
Oh, bam!
Oh, okay, I can see. I can
out
see
of this feet. Truck, literally pours about 25 orcs.
Look, it's a clown. It's an orc clown car.
Except only, you know, people who are in base contact with squares can get out this turn.
Oi!
Oi!
Is there something explosive that I can target on this vehicle?
Fortunately not. They already removed all their explosives.
Wait, you said fortunately. Who's fortunately are you on this time?
Alright.
Quick, get that plasma rifle on it.
Alright, so where is everyone standing at this point?
Well,
Apollo's of course going to be right near the bar.
I barricade the side door, and then I move up to the second level so I can get shots down. And maybe if there's enough space that I can throw a grenade through the...
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw my last frag grenade.
Are there slits in the walls?
On the second floor, yes. They're basically windows. And then the medic is probably ducking down back here.
Can I go up there?
Yeah.
I prefer to be next to the sniper, because the sniper can give me covering fire while I'm throwing shit.
Can.
All right. However, as the orcs plop out... You guys can kind of hear them begin. They're not doing the, like, wah or anything like that. They're actually kind of barking orders at them and talking. Are you kind of, can you guys get a look, good look? The orcs are kind of looking around like...
They don't know we're here.
No, they don't know you're here yet.
We can fix that.
Oi! You!
He
points to...
Let's see if I actually have them on the board.
I found a good spot for it.
He points to
You better
one of these orcs.
I can't throw worse shit.
I'll go ahead and use this guy as a representation.
Probably.
You!
Yes.
Do you have throwing?
Yes.
I'll pop the grenade off the back of my belt. And to you. The last, and I have one grenade left.
So. You said there was Omi there! And then you see him actually pull out a fully functioning box. And he kind of goes... Hello? Hello? We's here to help ya. Hello?
I handed him the grenade. He's got throwing, I don't, so it's like...
Well, okay, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is that an appropriate range for throwing? I'm not really sure.
Let's see. It's 3, 6, 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
You're at a minus four.
It is downhill as well. Does
yeah, downhill help? Gives you a plus one.
Okay.
So minus three.
Yeah, minus three.
Great.
And what that would mean is all it does is it would deviate.
Okay.
Do you understand that you're throwing basically...
Yeah.
Throwing about 60 feet. So, of course, it's going to...
That's yards. It's in yards. It's squares in yards. 3 yards.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's 60 yards. That's 180 feet. That's a good distance to throw.
That's why I kissed it first.
Actually, it was 33 yards, so it'd be...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
What'd you get?
I got a 2. I'm thinking...
You do not have common bond.
You've got 2 bennies left.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might. I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah.
Wait, before you do that.
Okay.
I'm going to use teamwork.
Yep.
You get plus 4 on your next crate roll.
Sweet.
So plus 1 to whatever you roll. Basically, don't worry about penalties, just plus 1 total.
All right.
4.
Much better.
8. 11.
11.
12.
You'll hit the area. So okay. Basically, anyone within 3 squares, basically everyone there.
Most of them.
Go ahead and roll 3d6.
All right.
Unfortunately, for area effects do not get raises. I'm sorry.
Five, seven, thirteen.
Let's see, the next batch would have been jumping off the truck, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is a good good use of a grenade.
And
at this point I'd like you to draw guards.
Okay.
As we shock the shit out of them.
Oh!
I swear I'm... Do you want me to draw 2 for you? Or just 1?
No, just 1.
Okay. Or I didn't know if the boss was different.
No. He's just a knob. Ace of diamonds.
I'll lay down suppressing fire in the area where there were orcs before, so I'll fire at the big one because I know he ain't <You'll> dead.
<make it. laughs> Yep, he's just a little shaky.
6, 8.
Hit with a raise.
Yeah, 7. Yeah. Oi, I need a stronger gun.
Me always. Wait, why am I using that deck?
Oh.
Too bad. I used the deck I grabbed.
Guess my girlfriend's strange. Okay. Yes. 9 of spades.
People are strange.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Hmm? When the
same way. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hmm.
He's verifying that actually exists.
Yes, that does actually exist. And then basically these guys just hop along. Oi! There is Umi here! Oh, good. I was hoping there was going to be a fight here.
He's under you.
Yes, I bet he is under me.
Now you kicked him.
Well, it's hard to kick a good boy while he's down. All right.
It's hard not to kick a good orc boy when he's down.
Alright, so there are two Washutas who, of course, fire at you ineffectually while you're in cover, but they are going to fire nonetheless.
Of course.
Well, hey, each of you sounds about appropriate.
You might get lucky. You never know. Can you?
And they're using D20.
The katakana on your shirt. Can you know? Puruta.
Nope. Let's go with the pistol shots.
Purutai.
Four.
Purua.
Nope.
Waraku. Nai. Shoki no puru.
Wow. You shot someone in the face good.
Yeah.
Let's see. That would have been on... Low, high. Nathan, someone shot you in the face good.
Ouch.
Bang! I got him! Four, nine AP, one.
So my base toughness is a 9. My armor is a 4.
Oh, armor, right?
So yeah, you're fine.
So he pulled off one layer of armor, so I have a toughness of 10, so with one level of armor pulled off. Because I don't add the helmet in unless they shoot my head, right?
Yeah. Hold on, your figure
well, you
is
shot
a
your head.
6 plus 7.
When he's got
that's attractive, armor. Nathan.
No, plus
no,
toughness
plus 1.
Yeah, so 6, 7, 4 points of armor is 11.
Minus 1.
Is 10.
Yep. It's 10, so.
Oi! Oh! And the boss is going
your
to
shoulder.
Get on shape.
I just got that fix! Oh, yeah. Mm.
Somebody blew up me boys. That makes
that
me
was
real
awesome.
Angry.
Makes me wish I had another grenade.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
He's on the wall, isn't he?
Looks like Apollo's going to have somebody to dance with in a minute.
He's got a flamer, doesn't he?
That's it, sir.
Can we see the driver?
Go forward,
shoot
right
the driver.
Now. Let's see.
Is that a heavy bolter on?
No, it's actually a flamer. Oh. It's got an acceleration of 12, so let's see. Let's race here.
Huh?
I haven't had a shot. 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10, 11, 12. And it will flame here as it's going past, so it's going to hit Becca and...
Is there a wall? I didn't know there were any windows on the bottom floor.
They're
I'm on the top
they're
floor.
They're on the top floor.
Oh, you guys are on
can
the top
I
floor.
Can I use your book lawyer to... This?
Sure. Which book? The core book or the centerfold?
The one with the brain splitty?
Yeah.
One of the brain splitty. Gotcha. Alright. Alright. And then their wonderful shooting skill, but it's a flamethrower, so it's a template. Never mind.
You are going to get to use that fireball marker.
Nine.
Yeah. Does that shake Harrison? Does that shake anyone?
Her toughness is a 9. No. Her toughness is an 8.
Does she shake him?
Am I still shaking from before?
No, you're not shaking from before.
Okay. Black armor of 3. What's your toughness? Is your figure is a D4.
So it's a 4 plus...
7. You're both shaken.
Ah! And you basically kind of duck down as fire spews over you. All right.
Aim down the wall. Shoot that bastard down there.
Actually, Becca, your turn.
Shoot the guy over there with the big flamethrower thingy. The blowtorch.
This guy?
First you need to unshake.
You need to unshake first. You need to make a spirit check.
Bad image just got.
With my...
D8. With your wild die.
With your wild die, yeah.
Six.
Roll
a 6 again.
11. Yeah,
11, you can act.
But I'm still shaking, so I still get
No. You're not shaken. Well, if you get a 4, success removes the shaken. If you get a raise, then you can remove the shaken and you can act.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Oh, gosh, that'll actually do something useful, maybe. So can I see the person in that truck?
Oh, yeah.
This one?
You have a minus 2 to effectively hit him, because he's going...
Is he moving?
Actually, no, he's only moved 12, so that's minus 1. It's when they get to 13 that they get at a minus 2. Hmm. When they get up to, I think it was 64, you have a minus 4.
Looking
for the magic?
I know it's
quote unquote.
Back.
Next.
You're almost there.
It's past this. I thought it was before that.
Yep. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah, it's towards the middle.
There you go.
There you go.
Powers.
There you go.
Who's? These aren't mine. Those are yours. Mine over here.
Oh, well, we can play with them if you want.
Oh.
That's Hobbs.
That's Hobbs.
You know, the poor lucky bastard who's not very lucky.
Hey, he's an extra who gets a Benny. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so I'm just at a minus one.
That's the medic. He's hiding.
No. He's taking cover up behind a body, a thing of bodies.
Because if the medic goes down...
We're double. I do knowledge.
Alright.
Okay, I'm attempting to bolt him.
Alright.
With just one
D6. 2D6, sir?
One D6.
No, 2D6.
2D6
is the base.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven minus one is six. You still hit. Roll your 2D6.
Both I did.
Six.
Ten. 15. Boom! I now get to roll out of control, actually.
Whee!
The driver's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Just brace your coin.
Oi, oi, what are you doing?
I'm sure that blows right through his toughness. That
kills him.
His buddy's probably like, oi, numbness, what you doing?
Maybe
where are you going?
Maybe he's that guy.
All right, no, he's going to go this way.
Probably. Since you did it, go ahead and roll 2d6.
Six.
Six. Spin. Move the vehicle in a d6 and run in the direction of the maneuver, or d6 away from the damaging blow. Roll a d6.
Yeah, do it, do it.
Basically, it goes as it begins kind of heading in that direction.
It's spinning as it goes.
Yep. At least he still killed the driver.
True. No more fire. I did not like that.
Mm. You know who didn't get to go? Private Hobbs. Where is Private
or
Hobbs?
Or Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison is still
Well, you need to roll for Harrison because to recover.
See if she unshakes.
Yeah, spirit, d6. Just a d6.
She does not. She's still recovering from the fire.
It's like making sure that the fire didn't set off any of the plasma.
Private Hobbs is back there.
Yeah.
Coward.
Says the yellow man.
He's the Vox caster. Of anyone, those two are the ones who should be dead. Because he has to report, we're dead, sir, we're dead. The medic has to go, you're dead. You're still dead. Got it, never mind.
Because he's got the worst medic skill out of all of us. Alright,
Who was the other one?
I got a six.
Six is next. Because who's your
Purple
other
Booth.
Apollo and Commons.
Booth isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start out.
Commons is a fucking coward.
I'm just going to start out with Commons, have him Zart, whatever's closest, over here. Can he see this guy?
Nope, that's a wall. On the first floor, it's a wall.
Okay. Then I guess he is going to hold.
Until someone comes through.
Yeah. And just shoot him, whoever.
And Apollo's also going on hold?
I'm pretty sure Apollo heard the guy coming. If I was Apollo, Apollo would probably back up from the wall so he could get a shot and hold his action. Don't you? I mean, Apollo's one of those people that's not going to run away, but he's going to back up and go, okay, I know he's coming right through here. Come on, motherfucker. Come on.
He's probably going to, you know, stand there with something ready to jack whoever comes in through the door. So
he's going to stand there ready with a power fist to punch whoever the hell comes through.
Yeah.
All right, and that is...
And then me.
And then you.
All right, anything that is going... Can I see anything that's going to explode if I shoot it?
Probably that...
But that won't matter.
Yeah, it's got giant amounts of propane
tank.
What about
that guy's
backpack? This guy's got a Vox.
Oh, that's a Vox he's got.
Yeah.
All right.
Stolen Imperial Guard Vox. There is a driver in here, but since the car hasn't moved anywhere, it won't necessarily explode.
Well, no, you did. It did. It turned, so it was it's moved.
So, you should have keep spinning.
Or it could go in a straight direction and roll right over the rest of those guys.
Yep. Whatever you choose to do.
All right, I'll take out the driver.
Dies and lands on the accelerator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they do in all those movies.
This guy hasn't moved enough for it to matter.
10.
10, we'll hit with a raise.
Alright.
I have the set of rules book. You get an extra d6 with a raise.
Thank you.
12.
12?
13, sorry.
13 will kill him. Go ahead and roll 2d6.
Great. 6.
6. Roll a d6.
4.
4, and go ahead and roll a d8.
Caught me off guard there. 5.
Oi! Where's our truck go?
Well, at least they won't be leaving that way.
They won't be leaving
and
at all.
And then, because it's a warp vehicle, that, funny enough, in Warhammer 40K, the miniatures game, they do actually explode.
Yeah.
Almost anything you do.
Yeah, if you shoot them, and you manage to do like a penetrating hit, it careens out of control.
And explodes.
And then explodes.
No one's quick, are they?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Certain. Jack.
I'll try shooting that guy again. Oh, he's down there, isn't he? I'm going to shoot the guy with the...
I already killed him.
No, you killed
the driver.
I'm shooting the guy who's... I'm shooting the guy who's manning the flamethrower. I'm going to try, at least.
Well, I bet you that's making a pretty spectacular show.
Fair threes.
I had something for my gun, but... No, that's right. I got rid of it so I could get a pair of something else. Yeah, so I'm just like... I miss. Hobbs... Yeah, he'll stay back there and hide. he'll actually, what he'll do is he will crouch down and aim and wait for someone to come through the front door.
10.
Knock, knock!
He's just using his power claw straight on the door. Since you guys closed it and bolted the damn thing. Let's see, it ignores 4 points of his hardness.
Does he still have a hand?
Yeah, it's just in a glove inside the power cloth.
Yep.
Like the owls in the movie I watched yesterday.
Oh, where's my D8?
Here. You need to borrow one. You need to borrow mine.
7, 11. The door gets pulled off its hinges a little.
Have you ever seen the website Hung Over Owls? Basically, owls make a lot of faces just naturally, looking
all like they're drunk.
Yeah, and then so this guy just captions over, like, you know, as if they've just gone through a large amount of drinking.
You're on a bender.
Yeah.
Ducka, 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 ducka.
It's like, I don't know what I drank last night, but I can assure you it had lots of bubbles.
Then I was like,
3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Now, don't you have something you need to say to Mrs. Thompson?
Alright, and then all the orcs who are moving get to move an extra 6 squares.
Okay.
Pile it in the water, boys!
I'm going to stay on that side.
And.
It continues to.
It hit that tree.
It flipped.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As we all go.
Pretty.
It's still firing, you know. There's a
spherical arc of fire.
Yeah.
As you hear him, as his last final words,
this is awesome!
We're all like, ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, first shot on you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Shot on you. No. Shot on you. Nope. Shot on her. Nope. Oh, that's right. They get 2 shots each. Got the rapid fire. 8. 10 minus 2 is 8.
8.
That'll be a hit with a raise. Second shot at you. Second shot at you. Second shot at you. Final shot. No. So I actually got
a shot.
One of them just got lucky. It's awesome.
All right, this is...
I don't mind if they get lucky sometimes, but I don't want them to get lucky at me.
2d10, 1 point of AP.
Well, oh. 12.
That's no good.
19.
19, you say?
19, I say.
Yeah.
The armor rating should be like a 10.
Yeah.
So that's 10 points. So that's stunned and a wound, isn't it? 2 wounds?
2 wounds. Okay. Even if it's a 10. That's 14, 18.
Yeah,
it's 2 points. Or you can spend a Betty and hope to soak some.
I could probably do that. What, how does that work?
You just make a straight-up vigor check.
Okay.
For every success?
No, double die? Or just the
no, sword? Both. You both get both die.
You always get your luck die.
Unless you're doing damage. That's the only time you don't.
All right.
For every success, you remove a wound.
There's a 6. And a 5.
5. 11. You soak both wounds, so... You feel this nice long crevice on your helmet.
It's like...
Take the helmet off. We've all seen Saving Private Ryan, you lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I already started out ugly. I'm pretty sure that didn't help.
All right, that was my mighty philosopher's turn. 9.
All right.
20. You're not even shaken since you succeeded.
Okay, so. Well, it still made me unhappy.
Anybody else have any grenades?
I got them!
Shut up!
Throw them up here. Wait, no.
All right!
With the
don't we encourage them.
Yeah. So, yeah, all right. Give me some of those. Thanks.
Can I tell who shot me?
Santa hat right here.
Okay.
I think they would have been dumb enough to just throw the whole grenade.
No, orcs aren't that stupid.
They're programmed warriors.
I'm gonna shoot him.
You jerk! You got this nice long streak on your helmet now.
You creased my helmet.
Oh crap. Well, if you want to say cocked on it, I'll re-roll it, but I hit either way.
Yeah.
So.
That was a headshot.
Yeah.
You're like, ka-tink! So, you can play at this game, fucker.
24.
Alright.
And the other two. Apollo's
that's how you do it.
Holding. Becca.
No shit.
Grab your 9.
Oh.
You go diagonal or...
Yes, you can go diagonal freely.
Yeah, can I angle, like, is that a clear, valid shot for me, or since I'm going out of
basically,
window or not?
You'd be leaning out of cover.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Okay, so I'm still within short range.
Oh, yeah.
For those guys back there.
Mm-hmm.
You shooting them?
No.
You gonna do a bolt attack on one of them?
Yeah. The closest one.
Okay.
2d6 or a 3d6?
Just 2.
All right.
I'll save the big ones for...
Big in.
The big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
8.
Hit with a raise.
15.
That means you actually roll 3d6.
Sweet.
Freebie.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Aww. 7.
Oh, man. Too bad you can't
don't sense intelligence there. And your two guys... Oh, attempt to unshake for Harrison.
D6.
I'm waiting for that plasma gun to start ripping apart. 3. My legs. Nope, she's still shaking from the fire.
I'm gonna go shake her a second here.
Get back in the fight, woman!
You're making us look bad.
Let's see if you can just do straight up enough damage to take out the wall. Or the doors, I guess, maybe.
Oh, like, I really hope. I hope the orcs don't do that same thing. All of our held actions go off now.
Basically, you get an agility check, as opposed to the orc's agility.
Okay.
What's Private Hobbs' agility? D6.
Well, 2.
Normal orcs will react on a 1. The boss will react on a 8.
Hobbs reacts on a 10.
Okay, so Hobbs can definitely interrupt after he's opened up the door.
Yeah, Commons gets a 5, and Paul gets a 2.
Alright, so Paul's like, whoa.
Door just got ripped off, like, and Hobbs is like, look out, sir!
Was not expecting that. Should have been.
Well, he still reacts faster than them, and he's already taken his action, so go ahead and fire.
Look out, sir!
4!
Pew!
You hit.
Whack!
Alright, Apollo can now go.
Alrighty.
Real guns.
Actually, first goes Commons, then Apollo.
Okay. So, shooting. Alright, miss.
What'd you get?
2.
Damn.
Okay. And,
Apollo has, like, a fighting skill of D8, doesn't he?
Yeah. At least. Maybe even a D10.
I know his strength is D8 plus D10 for that power glove.
I think it's a D8.
It's a D8.
Because we haven't had much love with
8.
Him.
Oh. And 11.
11 will hit with a raise.
All right. So
he gets his D10, a D8, and a D6.
Nice.
As he sucker punches the orc who steps through the door.
He was waiting for him.
Yay, Apollo.
All right, so
14
is
an AP something.
4.
Yeah, the orc got 1 point of armor, so. he'll go ahead and burn a Benny, because that will actually be a wound. And he won't have that. No, he won't have that.
Oh, that was me shit. That was my favorite tusk.
Now the rest of the orcs.
Maybe they should have held for those guys.
6.
The ones that aren't as tough.
Well, the medic still hasn't fired.
5, 6.
Why is he laying down?
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
Oh, okay.
He's taking a position behind a thing of bodies and is
2, 3, okay. Four,
probably
five,
ready
six.
For fire. But
yeah, he is.
He probably won't fire unless someone comes for six. Him or he sees someone.
He should probably start.
See
firing.
All those guys? He should probably start firing at one of them.
Yeah. There's plenty of targets there.
Hold on. Let me give a smart check for the orcs. Nope, they're still good. I was checking to see if they're smart enough to run to cover. Stand out in the open. And all of the orcs who are running.
This is going to go poorly.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, it would have been nice if somebody grabbed the. You know,
yeah, there's basically bodies.
What's that?
Is there terrain that we need to be aware of?
What happened with the launcher? Would we have taken that with us? The crack gun?
The
grenade launcher?
The Marine had it.
Well, yeah, but his ass stayed behind. We'd take anything.
Well, actually sticking with the Marine, maybe not. Corpses. Nice little alleyways for corpses to be chucked full of. Boxes. Boxes. Boxes.
Didn't we barricade that door?
Yeah, we did. With boxes.
Boxes.
I thought we barricaded both doors.
We did. That one had a bar, and he just came in and just took it off the hinges with.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything else there than just
nice
the bar.
Little rooms that we can pull up in.
No, those are piles of bodies.
Actually, no, those are indeed rooms. Here's the pile of bodies.
Dude, you just launched me out into.
And just
I don't know what the hell just happened, but he probably deserved it.
Just make sure you guys know that these are bodies.
Red.
Does that mean the bodies go faster?
Oh, they're sad bodies.
Sad body pile.
Missing one.
Well, it's irregularly shaped, so
it is now surprised.
All right.
Sadness takes its toll.
There we go. So they basically come running.
I was surprised that they died. Yeah.
Alright, and we have one regular orc who's going to take a shot at Apollo. 5 is definitely not his parry. And we have out here lots of more fanatical shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
Good. Uh oh.
1.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's a 4.
Nothing. Cover saved him. They're just kind of shooting the building at this point.
6.
Alright, 6 reacts next.
Private Harrison.
She's still in shape.
Oh, yeah. 2. No, she's getting worse. Well, I guess Booth will go ahead and shoot.
Probably what actually happened is, like, her bangs caught on fire. She's trying to put them out.
That's why she wears a helmet, to keep that shit out of her face.
He'll just shoot at this guy.
Fire, Booth!
Oh. Nope.
Don't roll on your notebook. It doesn't like your
extras. All right.
Wait,
5.
Wait, no. Becca hasn't
I
gone.
Have to
oh,
that's go
right.
First.
That's right.
Another 1
Let's
bolt.
See. I really want to take out those guys who are shooting.
Well, then fire 3 2d6 bolts and hit 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. It'll just cost you 3 points.
Yep.
Okay.
And you'd roll basically 3d8 to determine, and only 1 wild die.
Yeah. Do you roll 3d8 for...
Since it's 1 skill, you roll the 3d8 and 1 wild die, because it's 1 action. Basically, get 1 wild die per action.
And you see which ones hit.
Mm-hmm. All of
all
them?
Of them.
And 1's a hit with a raise.
Here, see how high you roll.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Nathan. Oh. An 8 cuts it.
Okay. So, one of them you're going to roll 3d6
so
for.
Hit with a raise. Yeah.
So, do the first hit.
11.
15.
Now you got his brain. He apparently doesn't have a brain. And he definitely doesn't have a brain.
Blah. Oi, me head! It's gotta be a weird boy in there!
Alright. Where are the catwalks?
Catwalks go all the way around, don't they?
No, where are the stairs, then? I should have clarified that.
Ladder?
Yeah, they're ladders. Okay.
If you want to go further that way.
All right. I am probably a little bit more concerned about the giant pile of orcs inside. So I'm just going to kind of screw it this way and blow one of these guys up. Four. Five.
Five, so, hit.
I mean, it's a hit, but no raise. Probably don't need one. 15? Yeah.
Oi!
Your extras?
And Apollo.
Oh, yeah. He probably needs to do something.
Not just Apollo, but the other guy.
And Commons.
Oh, Commons, yeah. I'll do Apollo first. Apollo's swinging at the knob. Apollo's going to do a five.
Five will not hit the knob.
Okay. Commons is going to shoot at this nearest orc with a 4.
Okay.
That should be a hit, so 2d6. Gonna roll a 6, so miss. Or ineffective.
Blinky, 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 blinky.
Yeah.
Okay, that was 5.
And now 4.
My turn.
Could I have your card?
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping them organized.
I fire on this guy here, because he's close.
He's firing into melee, if you do that.
So yeah, but the thing is they're teaming up on Apollo, which means
that's
they're going to get...
I'm just...
And I've also got...
Letting you know. Yeah.
All right, so you're firing on that guy.
7.
It'll hit. Plus 1 because you're high ground, so 8. Hit with a raise.
7, 8 points of damage.
8 will shake the orc. Oi, get down here!
Private Hobbs will shoot at the nearest orc to him, which I guess is that one.
Mm-hmm. The one that also just got shot.
Hit with a raise.
9.
9. Also shaken. And that's a new round of cards. Thank you, Jessica, for the
game. You're welcome.
Oh, no. Go be some...
There we go.
That deck is now done.
Your first PC's beat.
I would honestly rather we not have the orcs have the Joker and I'll just take a regular card. Cancel it out.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Okay. Apollo first, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
Remember, he's got a plus 2 because of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Six. Six. We'll miss by one. Size bonus of 1, so you hit.
Okay.
D10 and a D8 plus 2.
Minus 4 from the armor piercing, right?
Well, you said he only has 1
layer of armor. So
he ignores his 1 point of armor.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too
nice.
Bad.
16 plus 2, 18. 18.
It's 2 wounds on the orc, and he will go ahead and attempt to Benny that. He will soak 1 wound. Oh! That hurt!
Okay.
Which means he's shaken.
Commons is going to fire at the nearby shaken orc. 7.
Plus 2.
9.
Hits with a raise.
Okay.
3d6.
Plus 2. Two.
Yeah. Do some damage.
Yeah, he's going to die. 9.
That's a second shaken on him.
Yeah.
Dies.
10, 11. So. Okay. And now me.
Now you.
Who dies? Let's see. Can I get a clean shot at him? He's under the catwalk.
He's under the catwalk.
So there's no way to me to get
not really.
Well, you could fire through the catwalk, but putting a hole through the catwalk would probably reduce the round.
Probably would have been about there and just kind of leaned over and
got
shot.
Joker. All right. How far down the catwalk would I have to go to get a good shot at him?
You could actually probably move, yeah, down that one.
And that's within my movement.
Yeah, that's 5.
Fine, so
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to shoot him.
Fire the missile.
I thought D10 was your shooting skill.
It is. That's how I have a D10. Oh.
Nine hit with a raise.
11. So.
Okay. Plus one because of your laser sight too. So.
Yep.
He's been 12.
Well, I mean, he definitely hits.
It doesn't raise any more than once, unfortunately. So.
Well, if you rolled a 9, plus 1 is 10, plus 2 is 12. Plus 2 damage with this, too.
All right, well, that's not... None of them exploded, but that's still 17 damage
17.
With the pen.
That's 2 more wounds. All right.
Du Bois' turn.
Get the knob, he's reeling.
Snob.
Not you.
Will
he'll unshake?
Unshake. That's all he does, though.
Does he have minus? That's right. He has a minus 3. I always forget.
Actually,
that.
No. He has a minus 2. I forgot. I gave these guys nerves of steel. He ignores 1 point of wound, so he does go off with a raise.
He got an 8 minus 2.
Plus 2 for the Joker.
Oh yeah.
I have 1 2.
That's right. Bastard.
Sorry.
I'm gonna make you.
You don't flip more cards over.
I just had my D8s. Where is
you gave me. You gave them to me.
Okay. Six. Is that hit Apollo?
Mrs. Perry.
Seven.
Damn.
Plus one for gang up. Oh.
He's shaking.
He's shaking. He can't gang up.
Oh, that's right.
I want to help, boss. I'll kill you when I'm done.
All right. That orc attempts to shake. And we'll do so with a raise. And now he will actually swing at Apollo, too. 9?
Yep. Well, it's still a 7.
Oh, 7.
This is the orc. He has no wounds on him.
That's right, because he only got stunned. Once they take a wound, they die. Mm.
Yeah. They're either at full capacity shaken or dead. Strength plus a D... Okay, so...
8.
No.
No.
9.
Hold on. Nope, still not smart enough to do it. All the people left those windows, so...
Uh-huh.
All right. Orc on Hobbs action. Eight.
Hobbs?
Yes, Hobbs.
Yes, not me.
his parry is what? A 5.
Okay, so just hit, and I do 5.
No, that's his toughness is an 8.
Swing at commons, that's a 7.
Parry.
5.
Yeah, yes.
That's 8 on him.
Toughness 8?
Yep.
He's shaking.
Okay.
That one will fire a pistol at Nathan. 9.
That'll hit. He's not within melee, is he?
He's right there.
Not yet.
Oh.
He's a square away.
That's why he's shooting you.
Pew!
A shot over at Harrison. My gosh, these guys are snipers with their pistols.
Harrison's 12, down.
13.
That kills her.
And that alerts Becca to that there's someone behind her. Ducka, nothing. Ducka, still. Oh, one on Becca. Ducka.
Minus 2 for cover, plus two.
Plus 2 for Joker.
Damn it. Mm. Fucking Joker. You don't draw any more cards. You hear me, lady? Because Becca just. That puts Becca out. That's 30.
All right,
31
do you,
points of damage.
Any good cards? Any good cards?
I don't have
any. Gun malfunction.
There was too much.
There was too much DACA for one hand, and then one last hand.
Was that on me again?
Yep. 11. 11 is far more acceptable.
That's a wound.
Still though.
that's actually probably just a shaken on her.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time I just had...
Well, she has a D4
you
bigger.
You have a four bigger, seven. You did 11.
Four bigger, that's four. Yep, that is one wound, Becca.
Okay.
You get to give me a vigor check if you want to spend a Benny.
To soak the wound.
To soak the wound.
You have to spend a Benny to do so.
I know, I heard. Thank you.
You're not moving, so...
Four. You succeed. Four. You soak the wound.
So I'm just shaken?
Nope. You soak the wound, and so you are not shaken.
Oh, okay.
That's why I
And that's my turn. I'm sticking to it. Nathan.
Since I have a reach of plus one with my bayonet, I'm going to try to stab that dumbass.
My orc is going to get shanked.
With my fighting skill of D6, yeah.
Still probably more effective than the laser rifle by itself.
Not with my roll.
Nope. Ah, back! Back, you beast!
Private Hobbs will attempt to stab with the...
His bayonet?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I keep bouncing off this fucking tree. I don't know where it was. It's been moved twice now.
The trees are crawling towards you, Nathan.
Yes. This is not Call of Cthulhu. This is, well, I guess they could crawl the
dead
chaos.
Those are the dead trees.
Well, that would make sense with chaos. Yeah.
The tree grows a tentacle and begins growing and crawling.
And a mouth.
And we'll reach the orcs first. We'll deal with that when we get there.
Need to roll for her on vigor.
Just a vigor.
Four. Okay.
She is stable.
She's not dying. She's been, but she's down.
Is that far enough away from the window?
Yes, that is far enough away from the window.
Oh, fuck that noise. Where's my guns?
Nice play of malfunction, though.
Shooting is a D4.
Just use your magic on a blast.
I was going to go for just one of their vehicles, but we already... those blow up just fine on their own.
Yes, orc vehicles seem to be prone to explosions.
Eight?
Well, shake him. Oh! And then Booth and Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Harrison.
Yeah, orcs on you.
Harrison stays.
She just stays where she's
at,
right?
Just at. Mm-hmm.
Booth needs to shoot at one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Shoot at the one on the Voxcaster. He's a little bit more important.
Hits?
Yep.
What is it? 2d6.
Mm-hmm. Worthless damage.
Well, they're last guns, dude.
I would not.
Five.
I would not say that.
Worthless.
In that case, it was worthless.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I got a face card.
That's a furry.
We all got
the ace of spades.
That's,
All right. What is it? What plane did you get? A U.S. bomber? A B-25?
Yeah.
Mitchell! Mitchell? What did you get?
A British.
She got a Sunderland.
All right.
I got a B-26 Marauder. Andre got a frickin' type. He got a Katie.
I'm gonna have my guy shoot at the knob first.
Alright. For the raise.
Yeah. And here, one of these, Holy crap!
Beep!
That is a 6.
You shoot off a part of his brain that he doesn't need.
Yeah, that's probably most of it. Okay, well, that affects the action for,
Apollo.
Apollo, yes. He's going to take a swing at him. 7.
Hits.
Okay. And then he is going to do his, 6.
6. He's also punching a part of the head.
But it's well, 4. 10, but...
Yep.
You said the armor doesn't matter. Well, that's crap. And, Comet is going to,
shank him with a bayonet.
All right. Well, that sucks.
Becca, your next play.
Do I roll again for Harrison?
No, she is. She's
stable.
She's down until a medic.
She's down, but not out.
Okay, so she's not dying, but she's not going to do any action.
That's right.
Okay.
Basically, she got shot in the back, and she's kind of going, I'm going to lay down for a second if you guys don't mind.
Well, yeah, she's shot in the back.
Booth got a 10.
To stab.
Shoot.
That will
actually... No, he would stab with a... Oh,
he's way back here.
Oh, that's hit with the raise.
That's one more distance, right?
Mm-hmm. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, in case you wanted him.
Yeah.
14, it kills it normally.
That was him.
Yeah, your turn.
Me?
I guess I'm gonna. Just
he's stunned,
shoot
so just shoot
this
him.
Time, yeah.
Four. That's a hit. Or sorry, that's
three.
A two. Three
and a
will
two.
Miss.
Okay. I gotta raise my shooting abilities.
Well, you're used to blasting people with your psychic energy.
Know. So. Either that or I need to raise my powers. Homs
will,
so I have more points.
Homs will shoot the guy that's on him, or attempt to shoot the guy that's on him.
Three.
I will attempt to bayonet that dumbass in front of me. Actually, he would have attempted to bayonet. He wouldn't have, because he's got the reach thing.
Yeah, he still has it.
Yeah. I'll attempt to bayonet the guy that's bothering me.
You yep. hit with a raise.
Woohoo!
You make sure he knows your displeasure.
Mm-hmm.
So the bayonet does
a D6
plus your strength,
which is D8
plus an D6. Extra D6. So 2D6 and a D8.
You'd think with this many dice I'd roll well, but no.
Well, hey, you saw what I did with the sniper shot.
Seven,
eight. You shake him. Is that a spear in me gut?
Let me stir it around for a little bit, give you a little bit of...
Hey, I need those.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
All right. He's shaking, attempts to unshake, he does, and glares at you menacingly.
Those is me bits. I need me bits.
I thought they didn't have bits. We covered this.
Did five hit your parry?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Parry is a
9... 13.
I have an armor rating of 11, so 2 over, so I'm
shaken.
Oh.
All right, and we have one on Commons.
3. No.
That guy isn't shaken this turn, so 5 will miss. And then, am I Orc Nom's a D10 fighting? Yep, they're... Oh.
Hello.
I'm going to hit Apollo with a raise.
It's gonna suck.
And Apollo's gonna be unhappy. Maybe not.
9! Ignoring 4 points of armor.
Okay.
That's a shaken.
That's gonna shake him.
Yeah.
Unless he's only got a toughness of 6. Or vigor of 6. Nope, he's got vigor of 8. So he is shaken by a power claw attempting to rip his head off. Hmm. Because that's the kind of sergeant he is.
Hmm.
I got the Sterling.
I got a Yunkers, 88.
All right, Becca, you're up first.
She got a 0.
Oh, hold on.
The Zeke.
Okay,
you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For like, half the night.
Becca, shooting?
Huh?
Psychicking?
Yeah. This guy.
All right, you psychic.
4.
You succeed in psychic king.
Really?
Yeah. You only need,
a 4.
What is it? 2d6?
Mm-hmm. 8.
You shake him again.
8. Get out of me, 8.
I already did Booth. He got a 3.
Nathan, you are shaken, sir. You're shaken no longer.
I can't act. Booth will attempt to stabby stabby.
Hobbs will stab.
Yeah, Hobbs will stab.
No. Alright.
I can't see my feet.
Brian, your turn.
Alright. Forgot I'm keeping track of my bullets. Alright. I'm going to go ahead and have him shoot first on him. I'm going to assume you're going to be okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm unshaken, so I'm not injured in any way, shape, or form, but I just have no fighting skills.
Hmm. Well, I'll get to that in a minute if I have to. I might have to. A 6, so hit yep. without a raise, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Alright. So, 12.
You'll shake him. Shake the knob.
AP. Oh. Alright. So now Apollo is going
what?
To have a 2. But he only has. As
he
long as it's at least 1, it doesn't matter. Unless...
Hit him hard, Apollo.
4.
Four will miss.
Yeah. And then Commons is going to take his shot. He's going to hit with a 9.
9.
So that's probably a raise. But
their parry's a 6.
When you're in close range, when you're firing in close range.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
So just regular hit?
Yeah.
Just regular hit.
Okay.
You'd have to get a 10 to have gotten a raise.
Of course I would. All right. 4.
Yeah. Pokey, 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 pokey. And that's it. The orc's good to go. The boss is shaken at a minus 2. He will not unshake.
Ha!
Ow. This orc does not unshake. He's convinced that you're a witch and should be burned. One who's taking Nathan. 6.
That beats my parry.
He's correct.
7.
No.
He bounces on your...
that
tonk, tonk.
That's my toughness when you add my armor. It's like...
tonk, tonk, tonk. That's funny. Tonk. Look at the drums.
Just keep him occupied.
Swing.
We'll come up and stab him back.
Dad's cocked. 13 is going to hit Apollo.
With a raise.
With a raise.
Dude, I should go up and stab the guy with a knife.
Apparently they're all just kind of poking him in the head. One on commons.
That's
a 3.
What's that?
I go up and stab the guy with a knife. I have a d6 for fighting.
Yeah. Ooh. Actually, you should have it attached to the end of your gun as a bayonet. You can have a reach.
One's shooting at you.
Okay.
I don't know if it is.
Which one? That one. It doesn't matter.
All right.
This one is shooting at Hobbs. Now. And that's all my boys. Start of a new round. 5. 8. 5. 4. That is a very low card draw.
Wow. Becca.
Yes.
Booth got an 8.
He will hit with a raise. Splat.
I don't think my knife is attached to the end of my gun.
You didn't have a bayonet mount?
Well, I don't know. Therefore, I'm assuming no. Okay. Can I hit him from here, or do I need to be
right? No, you can hit him.
Drag knife.
I don't know that it really matters, but I have a d6 for fighting.
There you go.
Instead of a d4. 5.
5 will not quite hit.
Oh. Even while staggered.
Even while shaken?
Even while shaken does not affect your parry at all.
Let's see. Okay. Spades.
Clubs beats, or hearts beats clubs. Reverse alphabetical order, spades, hearts, diamonds, clubs. Nathan, you're up.
Well, Private Hobbs will attempt to shoot the Vox orc.
Vox orc, gotcha. I was gonna say, you're shooting himself?
The Vox orc. I will
attempt. That's not worth it!
I'll attempt to bayonet the guy that's on me.
Oh, yep. There we go.
10.
10 will hit with a raise.
Success! So d6.
d8 and another d6. D6. After he starts playing a drum melody on your head, you decide that's enough.
He's like, that's funny. Yeah, you like that? How about this?
Yeah, it's more like, because I'm not sure you could have shot an orc corpse.
Well, I'm right next to the railing, so just go. And I just, right. I've got him impaled on the bit, so.
Going to go with commons first.
All right, that's uncommon.
Well, he's going to miss. I'm shooting at those guys. I'm going to shoot at the knob again. 7. 8 for higher ground, maybe.
Yep, there you go. Hit with a raise.
All right. 15. 16.
He gets to have a vigor check on his turn, but he's down.
Okay. Then finally...
Apollo.
Beat him into the pulp.
He's going to punt him an orc. 6.
We'll hit the orc.
All right. So, these...
D8, D10, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 15. Dead orc. Alright.
Orc's turn!
That's a little more like it.
The boss is dead.
Woohoo!
That orc!
We got him!
Does not unshake, obviously terrified by your
witchy ways.
Witchy powers.
And he's going to run up and get... Being the orcs they are, they run up and begin clubbing those two with their guns.
because that's the way that orcs are. Okay.
Orcs down.
This is on Hobbs. 15, I believe, is going to be a hit with a raise.
That's not good.
17. On Cummins.
Whoa. That's weird.
Well, if he dies, I get a cigarette.
Nathan, you get a Joker. Versus the vigor check at a plus 2. Yeah, she's fine. He's fine. He's lucky like that.
Yeah, he is. I'll attempt to shoot the orc that's standing over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Last gun will misfire, should you choose to accept that. You've got 3 bennies, dude.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has to turn their bennies into XP card this time, so no, might as well use them.
5, that'll hit. That was a 3.
Yep.
The Shoggoth is getting
9! We'll shake him.
Oh. Where'd that come from?
Who got shaken?
This guy did.
Oh. Becca, you are up next.
Booth is gonna fire. Well, he's stabilized, so
yeah. Basically, he
doesn't make Booth is better.
I didn't know that he was.
Booth is better off just attempting to hit one of these guys. 5.
I'm assuming he's gonna shoot this shaken one that will hit.
2d6.
Mm-hmm. 6 will merely annoy him, as last guns are tend to do.
Okay. Me.
Becca's sitting there shanking the orc, who is obviously terrified of her.
There's got to be a better rifle, laser or energy rifle.
Oh, heavens, yes, there is. Are you kidding me? Lasgun is the standard issue gun.
I want a better gun.
I'm just going
to... When we get back, we'll have to ask the quartermaster for a better gun.
Can I have a real gun instead of a flashlight?
You can't have mine.
Well, a 5 hit if I'm doing psychic.
Because you're in melee with him, no, but because you don't know the system, basically what, since he's shaken, he doesn't get an attack of opportunity when you step away.
You just step back
and go. You step back and then blast.
Oh.
Because when you're right next to them, they get their parry. Because basically that's to represent, you're sitting here kind of doing this, and he's going, stop it! Stop it! So you will hit him.
Okay.
10... You guys hear this nice kind of
popping sound?
Popping sound is
kind of like, you know how it buzzes.
Orc melon hits everywhere. I've only got 2 orcs left. That orc is still shaking.
It's rain and guts.
I still don't hit Booth. Cummins.
And Orc is like, ooh, check me out. I am like the wind.
I'm dancing.
Yeah, don't say that.
Why, because he's going to die horrible next?
Yeah.
Well, check me out, I'm like the wind.
Like a leaf on the wind.
I am a leaf on the wind.
Yeah.
That had to be the... Hit with a raise.
That had to be the saddest scene in that movie.
Ever.
What movie?
Serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he goes... When Alex, he goes,
he just,
I'm a leaf
he just
on the wind.
Does all the badass flying to get him right there. And...
Right after he says, I am a leaf on the wind, he gets gagged. When we were in the theater, you should have heard it. It was like suddenly the whole crowd went,
13.
No!
13? That'll put him down. Like
down,
the dog
down,
he is. Yeah, put him down.
When Wash was killed, when we watched Serenity in the theater, literally the whole theater went,
and,
no!
It's a Joss Whedon movie.
No,
you have to know he's going to kill someone that everybody likes. 6, 9.
Kill for raise. Okay. Assuming you're shooting a gun.
Yes.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. I'm firing my laser.
Yeah.
Alright. I shoot you with my laser. Pew pew pew.
We win.
Congratulations, you guys.
Blinky blinky.
Can the pile of bodies be happy now?
Not really.
As
yeah. Of course you guys drag the 2 wounded. Go ahead and make a couple heal checks.
Other people have healing too. I think you have healing.
We all have it. I think everybody in the...
Has a d4 minus 2.
Has a d4. No, these guys actually have d4s.
Oh, that's right.
In healing, but you're the one that has the...
Yeah. He'll not be able to assist one of them. The other one, he'll be able to get up and moving.
Oh.
basically one of them, he's kind of like, I need an actual medical facility for this one.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
You learned that on the farm?
Yes, I've had to. I've had ways to save.
Like, why in the hell are you? Why did you just stick your arm up his ass?
Old farm trick. I'm up. Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, this wound's not that bad. Exactly. Get your ass going.
So Apollo goes.
You better not have Apollo do that next time.
Yeah. So does anyone else feel like this was an ambush?
Honestly, sir, no.
The orcs seemed a little surprised when they got here.
Yeah.
They
like
thought
they got a Vox message, too.
Yeah.
It was a setup by
It wasn't... Okay, fine. It wasn't an orc ambush.
Could have been one of the... That freaky guy?
The mutant.
It didn't sound like the freaky guy. Oh, you mean the other... Not the one
that took a last cannon and laughed at us.
I was thinking you were talking about those weird messages we were getting on the Vox that sounded like the person was half dead.
It might have been them.
At night. But that didn't sound like what we got when...
Unless that thing's evolving. Oh, good lord.
Maybe it's getting smarter.
Well, if it was what just blew itself up with grenades, I don't think we have that to worry about.
Let's hope it was.
That was a plant. What? What time is it?
I'm just curious.
It's 9:30.
All right. I'm wondering why I was getting tired, but that's why.
Yep. Basically, we're just going to be finishing wrapping up this adventure.
Cool.
Key.
All right.
What was your card?
Oh, it was...
Well...
Oh, hey, can I find something now? Do we need anything?
Yes, better weapons.
Medkit. Oh, yeah.
Crafted a generic item of your choosing.
You guys need anything?
That should be a generic item, not something.
I guess I could find cigarettes.
Buy them. Oh.
Cigarettes would make more sense for the addict.
Yeah.
Look, we find a couple cartons of cigarettes.
Hey, if it keeps him shooting straight, I'll dig up cigarettes for him.
I found a nipper box. Cigarettes.
What?
Crab Rangoon, delicious.
We find a Crab Rangoon. I don't care about the cigarettes anymore.
We find another box of cigarettes.
Okay, here you go.
I'm totally claiming that shit. Thank you.
Claiming? I have to give it to you. I found it.
Well, I still got
this pile of bodies. You just have to wash them off a little bit.
I don't know about this whole I found it stuff. I still got three more bullets in here.
All right.
I have people behind me.
Psyker's heads explode just like everybody else's. And he missed most.
Jacob, you're a farm boy, right?
Yes, sir.
No, you know how to finagle things, right?
Huh? A bit, sir.
You're going to go to that orc fire truck, get gasoline. We're burning this place. Give these folk at least some sort of pyre.
I'm sorry, sir, but considering how bright of a blaze that truck is already in, I'm not certain there's any more gasoline we can get.
Then go to the truck.
What about the flamethrower, guys?
I mean, let's go look.
There might be enough combustibles there between the thrower itself and the.
These folk need some sort of burial.
11.
Oh yeah, you find that they were running, of course, on pure crude diesel.
I'll flip that thing back over, pull out the dead bodies.
Blech.
You said the truck exploded. You never said that thing.
The scorched orchid.
Oi, I don't like you. Ouch, stop it.
Stab.
Oi, stop it!
Because remember, orc heads yell at you for a week after death. So you guys can begin hearing all these orcs yelling at you.
So carefully and slowly, since I'm not, prone for driving high-speed antics.
They still... That's just the way that orcs work. They yell at you for 1 week after.
Yeah. And I'll carefully drive it through the rent outdoors and go, okay.
All right. He kind of...
Everybody out.
Unscrews the fuel tank so that it leaks out all over the floor.
Move it up close to the bodies.
Yep. Bodies.
Need to give it more traction here.
That's you doing that.
Yeah, no.
Body parts coming out the back,
flying out the door. Oh,
you got hit with a toe.
Oh, I sold my armors again.
And of course, you guys basically light that thing off, giving these focus the last. Give them the last respect that they get.
Making a big beacon saying, we are here.
The other two explosions probably already did that.
Of course, you know, Apollo kind of salutes the corpses and then... Alright, let's move out of here.
Back to camp.
Alright.
I think he probably got one of those head scars from accidentally saluting with his power fist.
As you guys head back, you... Off in the distance, several kilometers away from you, nowhere near you guys, you can hear the sky screaming with bombardment that some sort of other fight is taking place.
I hope that's not our camp.
No, the other distance. It's in the opposite direction.
They need to dust this all off and nuke this place from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, going into orbit would mean they fly right into the warp storm.
Forgot about that. We're trapped here. Trapped like...
And that,
people trapped on a planet?
Planet. In a storm.
Now, just to let you guys know, it is... I haven't really mentioned it, but now that I think about it, there are no stars at night.
It's just like fire, isn't it?
It's like a giant electrical storm every night for the past week.
Cool.
Yeah.
No moon, no nothing.
That's actually kind of cool. I mean, it's very ominous, but it's kind of cool.
Well, that's the first warp storm I've ever seen.
All right.
Bright.
As you guys are kind of hoofing it back, you guys will come across a freshly downed cargo jet.
I hope that wasn't supposed to be ours.
Is there cargo inside?
There are indeed a few sets of military boxes that are still freshly sealed. With, of course, the Imperial stamp on them.
We should take those.
Mm-hmm.
Look in there. Is there a chimera, like, in the back of the cargo?
No, there's not a chimera.
Well, you said they said they were going to send a chimera with supplies. I figured what they do is they cargo drop it in and get it closer.
You don't know. By the freak chances that are the 40K universe, someone else got shot down.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and crack open one of these boxes. What's in here?
Is there anything else we can salvage from unsealed boxes? Okay, just making sure.
The boxes that are unsealed are trashed. These sealed boxes are still okay, are okay because they crushed other sealed boxes.
Yeah. These look things like food rations, blankets, standard military equipment, except for one box that's labeled basically classified, and it actually has kind of like a keypad on it. And you see that there's a hand attached to it with handcuffs.
Oh,
and it
sorry.
Was inside the sealed box?
No.
No, somebody was holding on to
the
it.
Damn
and,
thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, what's that going to take to crack that lock?
Lock picking.
Really?
Put the hand on the hand thingy. The biometric reader. And then just try to crack the code.
7.
7. Despite being -2, you still got a 5, which is a success.
Takes a little while.
You're like, you've cracked military codes before. You always had to break in for extra smoke.
It's like cigarette hanging off.
I'm like punching the buttons with his fingers.
I don't know what else. I'm not going to ask why you know that, son.
We're like going, you know how disturbing that is?
I'm not
going
to answer.
Don't ask, don't tell. Oh, wait, that got repealed millennia ago. Anywho. Mm-hmm.
You're both wearing a lot of makeup. I don't think they have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Inside.
Were you surprised?
Is there an alien body inside?
Inside is a single, large, hide-covered...
Diamond. What?
Oh. Egg.
Hide-covered egg?
Hide-covered egg.
What?
Well, that was not what I was expecting.
That?
It appears to be a single large hide-covered egg.
I recognize that. Like, what lays an egg like that?
We could have
your mom
find out.
My mother was a saint.
As the farm boy gets aggressive.
Yeah.
We're talking about farm boy's mama.
Well, that doesn't look like any chicken I've ever raised. Sir?
Close the box.
I'm going to shut that box.
Leave it there.
Can you relock it?
It probably...
beep, 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 beep.
What?
Yeah.
Break the lock.
Push the button. Push the wrong button enough, it'll get unhappy
right,
and locked.
Let's report this cargo plane.
Should we take this box back to the camp with us, sir?
about we just take the two that
I'm looking
stuff
for the,
that we know.
The pilot, any sort of that, rough equivalent of the black box.
They've definitely got a black box.
Markings saying, you know, what this plane was, where it was going.
Yeah, cargo jet heading south to Hive 25.
Hmm.
Obviously got shot down.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing is. I've never seen an egg like that before.
Right, well, let's put that out of their minds and hope we never have to encounter this again.
Sure, we don't want to just chuck a grenade in the box and get out of it if we didn't have any.
Son, this is an Imperial carrier. I'm sure they're carrying it for a damn good reason.
All right, fair enough.
Why do we get the feeling that everybody else
I would rather
this thing
take
is
it back.
All right, then let's load it up and try and haul this thing back. Farm boy, Commons, carry it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on!
Hobble, 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 hobble.
How much does it weigh?
It weighs 80 kilograms.
Holy shit, that weighs as much as my guy does.
About 160 pounds-ish.
Yeah.
140.
That's like
200. Between the two of you.
Alright, so we could probably come up with some sort of like litter or something to make this easier.
Yeah.
Alright.
Let's make
lean-to.
No, that's one term for it. Basically, a TRA, I know it's got a TRAV sound to it. Basically, it's got two points, you lean it on it, and you hold onto the top where the two legs come together and you drag.
Mm. I don't know the name of what you're talking about, but...
Alright.
A travoy? A travoy? Honey, what was the name of that thing that she used in...
I don't know how to pronounce it.
We're in the military. We've hauled heavy shit before that we weren't expecting, so...
Yeah.
We figure out a way to do it.
Makes you do this kind of stuff all the time anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you, move that pile of rocks over there. I'm sorry, I'm in over there. No, I want you to disassemble it from the top down.
From the bottom up.
Fuck.
No, the bottom up is easier.
All right,
I don't want to see any of those top rocks falling.
Okay, now you're talking.
It's like,
all right, who's going to blindfold the sergeant? Let's go ahead and make this quick.
All right. You guys, once again, have a clever montage of walking.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, several jabs at people poking in front of the farm boy while he's carrying...
Transom. It's a transom.
Hmm.
It's a transvestite.
No, that's not it. I don't think that's it.
I hope it's not transvestite.
No, transom.
It's like, oh, we just pull one of these out of our pack and put it on it and carry it back. Wait.
All right. You guys arrive back at camp, and once again, it's still intact.
Yay!
Any more dead orc bodies out in front?
Oh, yeah.
Oi!
At this point, you can see that they've actually kind of got this nice little mound of orc bodies building up, and occasionally you can see a guy walk over, really tired looking, grab an orc's leg, drag it to the edge of the mountain pass, kicks it. Only 5 more hours of this.
I go over to the recovered tank. Get in the recovered tank, turn around with the bulldozer bit on the front, and just go... and just push the bodies over the edge.
Well, as you get...
That's probably his punishment.
As you get close to the tank,
stupid.
You know, someone goes... Wah!
Yeah.
Away from the tank. Wah! Away from the tank. You don't have clearance, conscript.
He's good to... it's somebody's punishment. All right. So,
I give him the Arnold Schwarzenegger death stare. You know that... The one eye. No.
So you just gotta do the...
And,
Wait.
You want that fucking tank.
Apollo's like...
Apollo goes, don't scare me, son. Keep walking. All right.
the poor guy that's like not even a conscript's like suddenly it's like this guy looks like he's willing to kill me. puddle. Yeah. Oh, thank God, his sergeant just saved my life.
You guys once again wait for about 3 more days. You guys are
get my bullets restocked.
Get your bullets restocked.
Does the Does it come? Does it come?
It's still en route.
We report the downed.
As soon as we get those reinforcements, sure thing.
Okay.
And we'll send out those guys.
Didn't we drag the box back with us?
Yep.
They still have to go out to the cargo jet itself, and they're kind of like, stick that in the shrine.
What is it?
I don't know. It's above my pay grade.
It says confidential. Why would we know what's in it? It's like I said it's confidential on it. Why would we know what's in it?
No.
Don't fucking say anything.
No, I'm just thinking now would be a good time to have the curiosity.
If you had curiosity, you'd be hunting that.
What is it?
Well, as you guys are, of course, lounging around, relaxing, you guys can hear from over at yonder box station. Let's see who's nearby.
A cat trying to get in.
Becca, you're walking by.
That's what we hear.
You're walking by, kind of meandering, minding your own business, and you can hear...
I'm just minding my own.
Where'd
you get...
You can hear...
Hippopotamus, my rhymes are bottomless. No, he just stops. He's like,
Hippopotamus,
my rhymes are bottomless.
Yes, this is a shrine take-off. Who is this?
Creepy voice is back.
This is... Colonel Artemis.
Is that a name I recognize?
Go ahead and give me a common knowledge. You are an Imperial agent.
What is that?
Smarts check, I think.
Just straight smarts. Plus your d6.
Five?
Mm. I don't actually know what that is. Maybe it's five.
Yeah, it's a five.
High-ranking official in charge of the artillery division.
Huh. It doesn't sound a thing like that.
Yeah.
Well, even if he did, it still sounds suspicious.
You've heard it before, though.
Yeah, I have.
Was the one giving conflicting orders before.
How is your status?
What?
Mute.
Hold on, sir.
I've heard that voice before. And I don't like it. I think you should get somebody.
Kind of looks uneasy around you.
Okay, I'll go get somebody. I'll go find somebody.
Don't give him anything sensitive.
I'll go find somebody.
Or there's got to be something to do while we're waiting.
Who did we have talked to last time?
Sergeant Apollo.
Searching for life.
And I'll go get him.
What?
The creepy voice is back. Says he's Colonel
Artemis.
Is it Artemis?
Artemis.
But it's that same voice that we heard before.
That's got to be some sort of scam. Artemis is a chick.
I'm going to go pull rank. He walks over and says, like, son, move away from the box. Yes, sir. Whoever the hell is... And suddenly, piping over in clear human voice, this is Colonel Artemis.
Uh-oh.
Who are you? State your name and rank.
Hey, that was not the
Private
voice.
Private Arlo Jacobs. Private Arlo Jacobs.
Sergeant Apollo, sir.
No!
You will tell me your status. You will tell me casualty count. And you will stand next to this box for the next hour.
Yes, sir.
That was not the voice that I heard.
Sir? Did I give you permission to speak?
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Fine, Sergeant.
Could you tell me how Hive 13 is holding up where you're stationed, sir?
Holding up just fine. Now stand right there. Yes, sir.
Hive 13's gone. Hive 13 blew up. It's getting smarter.
It mimicked his voice perfectly. How many orders are? We need to go get Odyssey now.
Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. To the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.